Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Amen. We enter in with our faith on today. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, Lord. We come, Lord, we come thanking you for today, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. It's you that have kept us, oh Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for remembering us on today and those in our family, amen. Oh, glory to your name, Heavenly Father.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Lord, we come to you in both humble faith and prayer. We come and we lay before your feet on today every burden and care, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
hear us, O gracious Lord, O God, as we cry out to you. Hear us as we pray, O God. Save us and strengthen us, O God, and those our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, O God, for you are our strength, O God. We know, O God, right now that you are abiding each of us on today. You, O God, is our rock, O God. You are our shelter. You are our mighty fortress. You are our comfort in times of sorrow. Our peace, oh God, in times of pain and distress, oh Lord, we thank you for being with us. Oh, our God, we trust in you, oh Lord, and on your divine promises, oh God. We shall stand firmly, amen, and we belong to you, and we know that we are safe and secure in the palm of your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, be our protection from the assaults and attacks of the enemy and from sin, oh God. And when our spirit grows weary, let your word, oh God, and spirit revive us again. Amen. Oh, Father God in heaven, hallelujah. We trust in you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we call upon you daily, oh God. We call daily upon your blessed holy name, oh God. Let not our faith and trust in you be put to shame. Praise the Lord, our God. Amen. We will trust in you, oh God, with all of our heart, oh God. Lord, we will trust you to keep us strong and guide us, oh Lord, and keep us from all sin and wrong thinking, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh my God, we trust in you to keep us and hold us, oh God, in your loving arms. Amen. You, Lord Jesus Christ, upon us. Look upon our souls right now. And we are in trouble, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will search our souls. Amen. We thank you that you search our souls on this morning. Oh, Lord, to see if we are truly humble by our sin. And hallelujah. And fed up our affliction. Amen. We trust in you, Lord Jesus, to bring us through every danger and deliver us until we are delivered from death. And hallelujah, all our enemies, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. Father God, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves on today. We surrender all over to you right now, withholding nothing. We ask, Lord God, that you would just have your way in us right now. Oh, Lord, we shall pray in your strength. Amen. And you are our, and in your salvation, I greatly shall be rejoiced. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness as we decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Heavenly Father, we want to hear from you, not ourselves or anything else that's trying to speak to us or any other spirit, oh God, but we want to hear from you, oh God. Speak to us through your Holy Spirit. Lead and guide and instruct us in the way that you will have us to go, that we will truly be blessed in your care. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, gracious Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10 right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask you to increase your anointing on us and to clearly hear and know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you, God, to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice right now. My Lord, my God, that we may receive divine direction and instruction of God, what you will have for us to do, where you will have for us to go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God in heaven, and is reading your word in 1 John 4, 1 through 2, verse that we should not believe every spirit, but test the spirits and determine whether the spirits are of God. Amen. By this we will know the spirit of God. But every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the presence of God, every former, if you told, my Lord, my God, whatever it may be, Lord God, to confess, Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Amen. And we confess right now. We believe that, hallelujah, the Lord has told us that we are blessed and that turnaround is coming right now. Amen. That breakthrough is here. Amen. That we're walking in our season of harvest. Amen. That we're reaping the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that we shall live and not die, that we are healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. We ask to destroy and remove any deception in our minds right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, touch and heal right now. Touch and deliver us, oh God, and those in our family, oh God. And amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch, oh God, and we may be restored, oh God, to the joy of our salvation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we come praying with a heart of repentance on this morning. Oh Lord, that we may be forgiven of all our sins, oh God. Amen. That we may be led, oh God, by the Holy Spirit in the right way we should go. Amen. My Lord, my God. Spirit of the living God, have your way up. Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins. Lord, sins of omission, sins of commission. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now. When hip happens, we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, oh God, where will we be on today? But Lord, we thank you that you're always with us. Your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, come and believe in your report on today, not the report of man, oh God, but the report of the Lord. Amen, that we are healed. Amen, that we have life and life in abundance. Amen, that we are free and we are free indeed. Amen. For you are God, a turnaround. That turnaround has come. Amen. That you have divinely intervened in every situation concerning us and those in our family and loved ones, and turn it all around for our good. And when we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord. Heal us when you're on the line today that are needing the healing and saying, Lord, how long? How long will I ache? How long will I pain? How long will I go through this, oh God? Well, Lord, as we come on today, touch it in the grill, oh God, let all that need a healing on today, let the healing spring up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, deliver us from every pain, ache, and discomfort, and infirmity, affliction, or virus, whatever it is that is probably attacking our bodies, oh God. Let the healing spring up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, speak the blood on today. Amen. My Lord, my God, we decree the power of the blood of Jesus Christ flows through our veins, bringing healing to our body. Amen. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts up. Let our hearts speak with the rhythm of life up. We come against any heart attack or stroke up. Diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, COPD. My Lord, my God, cancer, known and unknown cancers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. And we decree and declare healing right now. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds right now. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers our mind and our thoughts. We fear right only unto God. Amen. My Lord, my God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. That peace has come and peace is still. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone that's been sent by the cap of the enemy, oh God, to destroy your children. Let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Let their work come to nothing, oh Lord. Let every debt that they've laid out for your children, oh God, hallelujah, to entangle us in, oh God. Let them be entangled and captured in their own nets, oh God. For every pit that they've dug for us to fall in, oh God. Let them be hallowed and fall in their own pits and be consumed in the name of Jesus Christ. For every lie that they've told us about, oh God, let it turn around, oh God. Own them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let everything that the enemy has done or tried to do, let it backfire on them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. I decree and declare that we shall live. We shall live a blessed life. We shall live a life of abundance. We shall live a rich life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We shall live a whole life. Amen. A long life. A healthy life. Full and overflowing with the joy of the Lord. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we pray for marriage on today. For you are ordained it, oh God, for man and woman to be one. So Lord, we pray, oh God, that anything that the enemy has done or doing right now to cause division, to cause divorce, of separation, of hurt, of pain, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you turn it around right now, God. Divine and intervene and turn it all around for the good of your children. Amen. Oh, Father God, we pray for restoration of every marriage. Lord, restore the love, the joy, the peace, of the respect for one another. Amen. Lord, let unity come in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God. Let's remember on today, oh God, what you call them to do in this life, oh God. The vows that they took, oh God, they come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us it's better to not make a vow to you, Lord God, and not keep it, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on today to be doers of your word, Mother God. Not just hearers, oh God, and readers, oh God, and hallelujah, just speakers of God, but being doers of your word, that the world may see Christ in us, amen. Oh Lord, just so God, to love even the more right now, amen. Increase the love for the God, to love the unlovable, amen. To forgive the unforgivable, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. Oh Lord, we need your help, oh God. Let the wicked be cursed out the land right now, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God. Lord, we need to hear from you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. Hallelujah. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible strength of the word of God. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. And we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Ephesians 1 and 7, Hebrews 9 and 14, Colossians 1 and 14, and 1 John 1 and 9. The new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We're blessed. Hallelujah. We're sanctified. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are more than conquerors. And Father God, we just want to thank you. We thank you that we can decree and declare today we're chosen and dearly loved by Christ Jesus. That we're overtaken with blessings according to Deuteronomy 28:2 and Ephesians 1:3. We are his disciples because we have love for others. Amen. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We are called of God and we are ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Amen. For God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus with good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. Amen. Lord, we just want to say your way. It is our prayer this morning, oh God, that Jerusalem may be saved. Lord, we pray for those, oh God, of the bereaved family, oh God, that have lost their loved one, oh God. We call upon your God of our hope, oh God, that you restore the hope, the peace to that family. It's all about comfort, that you would comfort that family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we call upon you that joy may come to that family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for our mothers, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless them with long life and that you would strengthen our mothers, oh God, that you would, hallelujah, bless them, oh God, with a blessing from heaven. Amen. Oh Lord, that joy overtake our mothers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace be their portion. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to you. Bless the holy name of God. All that have come on today, they have an ear to hear, let them hear. All that have come on today, oh God, represent their household, oh God, for we are family. But Lord, all that have come, oh God, to intervene on behalf of their family, oh God, on behalf of their household, and hallelujah, their friends and loved ones, oh God, that every prayer, oh God, that's in their heart, that's in their mind, oh God, oh Lord, we pray that you will answer our prayers on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, release your warring angels right now to warring in his spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter, Bernardina. We pray and lift up your daughter, hallelujah, Vern, and the mother, Vera, oh God. We pray and we lift up, oh God, your son, Lewis. Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter, Tim, oh God. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Carol, oh God. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Doreen, oh God. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Liza Chain. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Crafty, on today. Lord, we pray and lift up your daughter, Carol, on today. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Sharon, on today. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, hallelujah, Angelo, today. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Shonda. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Brenda Gale. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Connie. Lord, we pray and we lift up your daughter, Erlino, today. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray and we lift up your son, Dorsea. Lord, we pray and we lift up your son, Taiwan. Lord, we pray and we lift up your son, Raffle, today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Lord, we pray and we lift up those in our family, God. And we just ask, oh God, that you would touch in a mighty way right now. Oh, Lord, touch and heal us. Touch and deliver us, God. Touch and bless in a mighty way, God. Oh, Lord, touch and save us today. Let your hands of protection be around us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let healing spring up right now, God. Speak, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God, like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we need your help, oh God, so we cry out. Oh Lord, Lord, help, help, help. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for your help and your help that's on the way, Lord God. Lord, we need more of you. Lord, still needs your temple for as much a kind of glory as possible. Oh Lord, to overflow, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. We say yes, oh God. Our soul says yes. Our spirit says yes. Do your will, oh God. Let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Because we say yes, thank you, Lord. We decree to come from anyone right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, for our lives and those in our family. Amen. But we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to you. Glory to you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Jesus Christ, on the name that you bless us and those in our family and our morning. As we travel along the road, those that we travel, oh God, hallelujah, those that are traveling, oh God. We say we're traveling, praise the mercy, when from our destiny. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no hitches, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, our hands may lay up. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ come down and cover us and protect us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for restoration of this mind in every family member of God that was once a part of this mind, this prayer line with this family, will come back in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Anything that's keeping them away from this line, oh God, hallelujah, let it be removed, oh God, for we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every need is met, oh God, that we would rise up speaking in first your kingdom in all your righteousness, not things of this world, not people of this world, not conversations of this world, not money, but God, but speaking in first your kingdom. Lord, help us on today to understand it is important that we come together in prayer. We have a relationship with you, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that you've heard our prayers and that you've answered our prayers, oh God. But your word says, yes, while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers, oh God. I thank you for answering prayers for my mother to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God. I thank you for answering prayers that seek for coming home with your daughters and sons. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name. That our children are good. That our children are good. That our children have good. Thank you, Lord. That our children are good. Are good. Because you are good. We're all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God. So I thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. Lord, help us to operate with the godly counsel. Your wisdom, oh God, Lord, we ask for wisdom, oh God. We thank you for the wisdom, oh God, to bestow upon us, oh God, your children, that we will lack no wisdom, oh God. We thank you for the knowledge, God, that we will not perish with the words that our people perish with the lack of knowledge. We thank you that knowledge has been given us, oh God, that we will not perish with the lack of knowledge. And to say all is well with you. That turnaround is coming, that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches in our home. And we thank you for it. We put on us right now, and thank you for your full armor. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we declare the fact the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And it's the crown of our heads, the soles of our feet, and take the shield of faith that we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we keep it against all the forces of hell that drives the enemy into our lives. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory, and we receive the victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, knowing that the gates of hell cannot, shall not, and will not prevail against us. Say you are defeated, Lord. It's over, it is done. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you just praise him right now? Will you just praise him right now? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, baby.
Amen. We're still able.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
We're not alone. Amen. We are not alone.
No, we're not.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to your name. Will you just thank him right now? Whatever it is that's trying to get your attention, we come against the spirit of distraction and confusion and every hindering spirit. We come against those spirits so that we can worship God. Amen. The Bible says he wants us to worship him in truth and in spirit. Come on, we just worship him.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Be free on today.
Thank you.
Be free on today.
Thank you.
If you didn't know you were free, I want you to know that you are free. I'm not still in bondage. We're still locked up, but I want you to know today that you are free, and you are free indeed, and you don't have to go back. into bondage.
Yes.
Those
yes,
things
Lord.
Around you now, amen, that would set to take you out
and take you out,
amen. I want you to know that you are free.
Yes, Lord.
And when he say indeed, that means it is done. Hallelujah.
God bless
your family and good morning. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
For this is the day that
good
the Lord
morning.
Has made. And we shall rejoice
yes, Lord.
And be glad in it. Amen, amen. I'm so happy to be on the line this morning. I thank God for all of us here
yes.
and made up mind to be here on this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
the day
you.
That given us, amen, clothing in our
thank
right.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our situations and circumstances that keep us away from other believers, but it's so important that we gather together, the Bible says. Do not forsake the assembly of the saints, amen. Whether we're online
amen.
Or in person, we are assembled here together on this line every Saturday.
Thank
you know that God is able. He's in the midst.
Yes.
And two or more gathered.
Yes, Lord.
There I will be in the midst. Amen. So we
praise
thank
the
you.
Lord. Thank God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father,
thank
Holy Spirit.
Lord.
God. Amen. Again, good
amen.
Morning. How you doing and how you been? Good morning, Amen.
Morning.
God bless you. Welcome, and how you doing, and how you been? Hey, Bernestine, God bless you. Welcome, how you doing, and how you been?
Oh, good morning to you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Thanks to
love
Lord.
You.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah,
you.
To the mighty name of Jesus. I'm doing great. I'm doing good, and I'm just
oh,
thankful. I'm blessed.
Hey, I'm on
and
a prayer line.
Thank you daily. Thank him daily. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God keep you, Aunt Bernstein. We love you so much, and we thank God for it. So
love
good
you
to hear
too.
Your voice. It's always
ooh,
a voice.
Thank the Lord.
Every
yes, Lord.
Saturday, amen. Glory to
oh,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord. Cousin Bonnie and Aver, God bless you both. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Doing good. Good morning to everybody. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Say good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
They say good morning, dear.
Good morning,
dear. Good morning to you. Good morning. We're doing good and good to be on the prayer line this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. It's so good to hear y'all voice this morning. Just praying God
yes,
continue to bless you and keep you in the mighty way. We say the mighty God who is able to keep us. Amen. When we don't know how we're going to keep ourselves. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen and amen. Because God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. Good morning. It's just great to hear everybody and know God is good.
Yes.
It's good to hear everything.
Amen. Same here. So good to hear your voice, Cousin Lewis. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. We thank God for you as always. And just used to hearing you on this line and just get so excited. Every time you get on, we're like, there's Cousin Lewis. So we're expecting to hear from you. Every Saturday, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, family. Love you all. All is well. Thank you, God, for another day and another time to be here on the line.
Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for it. So good to hear your voice. This morning, you know, I got used to hearing you so much on during the month of February. So I was like, oh, I'm just kind of just hearing your voice. So good to hear you. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Kim. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? How you been? Mama, Carol? We can't hear you, Mama, if you're speaking. You're probably trying to get
Good blessed morning. I have to unlock this phone, you know, the free phone. You have to go through so much to get back on the screen. But good blessed morning from Houston to Louisiana. I am truly blessed that the Lord woke me up more than one time through the night, and I'm up again, and I'm still living. I thank him, thank him, thank him. Love y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Mama Sherry, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am blessed.
Amen.
Good morning to everyone, because God is good. Thank God to get back on the prayer line, because when I call, it always cut off. That was the devil. But thank God, I hear all my sisters and brothers testifying how good God is throughout trials and throughout tribulations. Dorita is in the hospital. My husband was in there Wednesday. But thank God. Thank God he is home, but Dorita still in the hospital. I talked to her this morning. She says she's feeling well, but thank God for the blood that he shed.
Amen.
Because truly, we've got to be under the blood of Jesus, because it's healing and delivering in the blood. Thank
God.
Lord. I'm just loved to be home this morning.
Amen.
With my sisters and my brothers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to
thank
God.
The Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep
Amen.
You. We love you. We thank God for
love
you.
Love you, baby.
We love you all the line. Glad you were
baby.
Able to get in on this morning. Amen. I definitely was looking
thank
forward
the
to
Lord.
Hearing your
thank
voice
you,
on the line. And we just pray for
thank
everyone that that is not on the line this morning, that normally is on the line.
Praise
so we want to reach out
God.
To them and just find out
yes,
if there's anything that we can do, you know, ask them to come back to the line, you know, and be
praise
reunited
God.
With us in prayer here. There's power
amen.
In the ring. Amen. So reaching
it's
out to cousin Brenda Gale and also Aunt Eliza Jane. I just wanted to see what's going on with everybody. We asked them to come on back to the line. Amen. We're here.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thanking God that we're still able to come together in prayer, knowing that the enemy is attacking the believer's prayer life. Amen. But we will not allow the enemy to win. Amen. So we go and get our families and come on back to the line.
Amen.
Amen.
Time together to pray and come together and check on one another and lift each other up in prayer and how
amen.
Important it is. The Bible even says that our people will humble themselves and pray. And this is how we
that's
communicate with God. Amen. We serve a relational God and we have a relationship with him. Amen. So again, I thank
amen.
You all for being on the line, even though we were not on at 10 in the month of February. We were on every day at 6 a.m. So everyone had an opportunity to be able to be on and be in position. Amen. So we thank God again as we are praying for our family that are not on the line. That's why we come to stand in the gap. Even those we haven't seen in years and never seen at all, we come standing in the gap on behalf of our family. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Zechariah, chapter 3. I'm going to close the line, you all, so everybody's line, so we can hear some feedback there. Coming from the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, and I'm going to read 1 through 5 verse this morning out of the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, that is Zechariah, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 from the New King James Version. The Bible says, then he showered me, Joshua, the highest priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand, to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you. I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. What is the Bible saying when it, you know, when it's speaking of this particular scripture verse, to have an understanding here of what's going on in Zechariah chapter 3. First of all, Zechariah's fourth vision regarding Joshua the priest introduces the theme continued in his fifth vision concerning Zerubbabel. Now, it shows how God would create a new spirit-led, purified leadership for the people. Joshua was Israel's highest priest when the remnant returned to Jerusalem and began rebuilding the walls. When we look here in 3, in this court-like scene, Satan accused Joshua. We know Satan to be the accuser of the brethren. But here, Satan accused Joshua, who here represented the sinful nation of Israel. Now, the accusations were accurate. The nation, as represented by Joshua, stood before God in filthy clothing, which were their sins. Yet God revealed his mercy, stating that he chose to save his people in spite of their sin. One of Satan's strategies is to accuse people of their sins before God. I want you to know he's accusing you all day long, but he greatly discounts the breadth of God's mercy and forgiveness for those who believe in him. Amen. Satan, the accuser, will ultimately be destroyed. Hallelujah. While everyone who is a believer will be saved. Come on, let's give God some praise. To be prepared for Satan's attacks, family, we can ask God to remove our clothing of sin and dress us with his goodness. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. I'm going to say it again. We can ask God to remove our clothing of sin and dress us with his goodness. Hallelujah. Because why? God is able. God is able. He's able to do all things but fail. As I wrap up here in our scripture this morning, Zechariah's vision graphically portrays how we receive God's mercy. We do nothing ourselves. God removes our filthy clothing, which is our sins, and then provides us with fine new clothes, which is the righteousness and holiness of God. My Lord, my God, we only need, family, and to understand, we only need to repent and ask God to forgive us. When Satan tries to make you feel dirty and unworthy, remember that the clean clothes of Christ, righteousness, make you worthy to draw near to God, our Father. My Lord, my God, we thank you for your word on today. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to petition and pray about today, we will touch and agree with you. If your prayers already went forth and you believe it and you receive it, just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And may it be done unto you according to your faith and all in your household. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Bernice, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning again. I love you. I love your family. And I have want to pray for Cal and Mac. I heard her this morning on the line. I was glad to hear her because last time she was on the line, she was kind of talking down that she wasn't feeling good. So I'm praying for her. I love her. I love her children, her grandchildren, everybody.
Yes,
I just love everybody on the line. And my prayer is for her and for everybody that's on the line.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, let us pray as we touch and agree with you on today. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, God, with all faith, combined faith, with your daughter Bernicine, oh, God, as she's lift up, oh, God, your daughter on today, your daughter Carol, oh, God, and we Lord, that you will touch her body right now, God, that you will heal her body, oh God, that you will allow this to be the set time, oh God, that you will deliver from every pain, ache, discomfort, oh God, every sickness, oh God, anything that's plaguing her body, oh God, for we know you to be the Lord who heals. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would just release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, that she may be healed, be restored, oh God, to good health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we give a full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses and sanctifies and heals and all things new for your daughter. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Lord, we ask that you bless her water, bless her food, oh God, that when she take it would take sickness away from her body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We speak healing to the body, the soul, and spirit of your daughter, Carol, do it on today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we believe that God be the glory. Amen. Amen. May God bless you and Bernstein for every prayer that you pray for others. Amen. May God do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you and Bernstein. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen.
You too.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again. I just want to thank you for the prayers this morning, and I receive it. I love, and I want to just continue praying for everybody on the line, and I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We continue to pray and just asking God to keep us. Amen. Praying for divine position, Father God, to keep us right. We'll be in the right position that we can receive from you, that our family can be blessed, and that you remember our prayers, oh God, and bring our family out of harm's way in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's my prayer, that our family will not be deceived by the many subtle ways of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that to draw them from you, oh God. But Lord, we just want to say thank you for your love, oh God, for your word, that nothing can pluck us out your hand, Father God, that you have us, and we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Bless you, and Vera. We love you both so much. And Angela, to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead, Cousin Lewis. Oh, it's a different line. You got two lines open there. Okay, Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, family. It's just good to be on the line with y'all again.
Yes, Lord.
And this is a blessing to hear all my family. And
amen.
I thank God for me and my family, you know, my wife and things like that, and children.
Yes, Lord.
And it's a blessing. Thank you for praying for me.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you for receiving the prayers that went forth. And I just pray, God, will just increase your faith even the more. Amen. And trusting God for the more. Amen. Because he's a God of more than enough. And he's a God of limitless. You know, there's no limit to his power. Amen. So I just ask that God will just increase your faith even the more. And those in your family to be able to trust God even the more in all things. We serve a way-making God, amen. We serve a promise-keeping God, amen. And do all great things, a healing, a God that heals, delivers, sets free, blesses, amen, favors, Hallelujah. So God bless you, Cousin Louis. Love you. And we thank God for
you. We love you.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just received the prayers that have gone before, and just ask for continued prayer for peace in my home and just me getting my home back by myself. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for your peace right now as we come lifting up your daughter on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For God, we ask, oh God, that peace will be still, oh God. And Lord, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of the going through of the chaos in our life, in the life of your daughter, oh God, that you can give us peace. Amen. For your word says that you give us the peace that the world gives so the world can take it away. So Lord, help us, oh God, to hold on to the peace that you give. Amen. And that we will seek peace and pursue it always. Amen. That we would have even peace with our enemies. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that peace has come and peace is still in the life, in the home of your daughter, Kim, oh God. And we thank you, oh God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you and God keep you, Cousin Kim. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
And thank you, Aunt Bernstein, for praying for me. My prayers continue for the Lord. Hear me. The tests I don't want to take, that they can find some other way, because, you know, there's so much this can happen, that can happen. They make you not want to do surgery. But just continue praying. My prayers will be answered. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just pray that God would increase your faith even more to trust him and believe and receive, you know, that you pray for and know that God is still in control. Amen. We serve a God of turnaround. So I just pray that God will give you the knowledge and the wisdom. Amen. On what to do. You don't know what to do in those situations.
Yeah.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you divinely intervene in the life of your daughter, Carol, oh God. Oh, Lord, concerning everything, oh God, that she's concerned about. Name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, we pray that you will call forth your ordained doctors, oh God, your special, oh God, to see about your daughter, oh God. And we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against her life. Amen. We decree and declare that breakthrough is coming, a healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, let her hear from you, oh God, of what she needs to do, oh God, for you, oh God, that she may be healed completely and whole again. Amen. And we just say thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're able to do it without the surgery. We know that you're able to do it without. We know that you're able to do it even right now before she sees any doctor. And has hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We know, oh God, that you have the prognosis, and we decree his life and healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that. And we just want to say thank you. We know the doctor, he prognosed us. That the doctor practices, oh God, but you are the healer, amen. So we call upon the Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us, that you will heal your trust in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to, hallelujah, not to even a faith, Lord, hallelujah, no matter how long she's been there, God, that you are able, if she just believes. So, Father God, we ask that you will increase our faith even right now to receive it like she did 6 years ago, like she received it 80 years ago. She thought her time was up, oh God, you called her to live in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine positioning as she was positioned years ago, that she was healed in her body. We know, God, that you're able to do it again. And Lord, we ask for God, do it again, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, restore, oh God. Restore every organ in her body. Restore every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, oh God. Lord, let restoration come in the name of Jesus. Lord, breathe on her right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for every tear that you cried. Hallelujah. Let healing come. Let deliverance come. Let joy overtake her. Know that it's always done. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
in your name. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory.
You.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama. Keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. And amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless your family in the name of Jesus. And I love you. And bless
oh,
everyone
you.
One more time.
Yes,
on
God.
The phone. I accept the prayer in the name of Jesus. And it's like
yes,
everyone God. Is praying for healing.
My
and
Lord.
We have to have more faith. More
yes,
faith. Because
yes,
I am praying for healing myself.
Yes,
and I know
Lord.
God with Esther.
Yes, Lord.
And pray for my family, my sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Who is rough, but they my sisters.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray for them that they accept God.
Amen.
And walk like God wants you to walk.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Talk like God wants you to talk.
Jesus.
Pray for
Jesus.
My family. My,
yes,
my
Lord.
Family.
And
my I
God.
Pray for them every day of my life because
yes,
I want them to be more and more like Jesus.
Yes,
and we
God.
Have to pray and have faith.
And amen.
My husband, I'm praying for healing for him.
Yes, Lord.
God's going to heal him. All
amen.
You got to do trust in God.
Trust
praying
God.
For healing for Dorita this morning.
Amen.
All you got to do is trust in God. And
yes,
I
Lord.
Accept prayers on this phone this morning because
amen.
All of us need a healing in our bodies in the name of Jesus.
Man, the name
and that,
of Jesus.
The man that speaks on the phone, I love to hear a man in a congregation with ladies. That's
amen.
That's good.
Yes,
hear
yes,
a man, a born again man, praying for his wife in
yes.
the line with us this morning. And
that's
thank a blessing.
You.
That's
thank
a blessing
you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Woo, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We
love
you. We thank God for you for the
amen.
Sake of time here as the system is wrapping us up here. I'm going to pray right now for us all.
Amen.
If you, Mama Sharon, God bless you. God keep you. Oh, gracious. Lord, we love you, God. We come lifting up your daughter, Sharon Gordon, on today and all that she loves and concerned about and all that she petitioned for on today, oh, God, her sisters, oh, God, her husband, Lord, God, her family, oh, God, that all will come and receive the Lord and say, Lord, we call that you draw them nigh unto you this day, oh, God. Lord, that they may receive Jesus Christ, that they all may be saved. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you are the health of our cousins. Amen. Lord, let your saving help our lives and those in our family, oh God. All that need the healing right now on the line. And, oh Lord, hallelujah, outwardly, God, those that we love and concern about, oh God, that are needing the healing, whether it be physically or spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, oh God, whatever it may be, oh God, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, for that healing was in the Bible, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let help and let help free more speedily, oh God. According to Isaiah 58:8, oh God. Lord, restore health and good and heal us of all our wounds, oh God. To bring health and the gift to the life of your children, but for your children, oh God. And give us the abundance of peace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Let us prosper thee and help us, even as our soul prospers. Amen. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise right now over us, over our life with healing in your wings. Let us fall with our minds and emotions. Be healed through your mercy, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal every breach in our lives. Lord, we believe all our iniquities are forgiven and all our sicknesses are healed. Lord, the Psalm 103:3, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, your word be healed and deliver us from all destruction, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, that our hearts be whole and bind up our wounds, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let our eyes become like them, oh God, but our natural vision let us not be diminished, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your glory be upon our faces,
Lord, let your face shine upon us. May he come back, O Shasaya. In the name of Jesus, pray for that. For we are your servant, O God. Lord, we decree that God will bless them, because our strength is in you, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. Lord, we decree that God will bless them with Abraham, because we believe the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Father God, we thank you for you and less of ourselves. But bless our bread and water. Bless the food on that. And take things away from us. Amen. According to 23 and 25. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it right now. Lord, let the body you have created, given us his place. But we are fearfully and wonderfully made by you. Lord, bless right now. Lord, let our organs be blessed. Let every part of our body function the way you intended it to function. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our health, prosperity. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, let your presence give us life and health. Amen. Lord, bless our blood, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Lord, bless us for long life and show us your salvation. And those in our family and all that we love and concern about. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feared. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. We bless you today, Father God. By the Spirit, we pray that you are for us and all that we love and concern. Oh, Lord, we ask you to increase our faith on that so that we can receive our healing, that we can receive our breakthrough, amen, that we can receive our deliverance, amen, that we may receive, know that it is good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. This prayer, every prayer and petition that I went forth on today, we simply with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. God the Lord. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless your family. God keep you. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say as we close out in prayer, please do so when I call your name. If not, just say amen, and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't burning scene. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And continue prayer for Dorita, that she's in the hospital, and I love her. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Let us continue to pray for our sister Dorita as she's in the hospital. Family, add her to your prayer list. Amen. When you pray, lift her up in prayer.
Amen.
God bless you, Bernadette. We love you so much, and we always thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Mike, thank you. God bless you. Go ahead.
We love you. Amen.
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 Love you. God bless you both and all that's in your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
To hear about it, boy.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Louis. Hallelujah. We love you so much. God bless you. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. Love you. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for taking
out
the time. And I love you.
Amen. I'm so sorry having a hard time hearing you there, but I did hear you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Until we meet again from Houston to Louisiana, looking forward to hearing from you. God bless everybody. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God Amen.
Bless Love you. Wait on this testimony that God did it. Sorry.
Wait on
okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Continue pray.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. And I love you, baby. I love you, Papa.
I love you, too.
I might be saying your name wrong, but that's all right.
I like how you say it.
You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Love your family. Also, you have to love one another to get in. So,
amen.
Just love one another.
Love one another. Amen.
To pray.
Amen.
Help us, Lord. Love like Christ. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We have a family member.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Phone number 3261. God bless you. Welcome. Who number is that? 332 area code? 261. God bless you. Welcome. Who number that was, but God bless you. They came in on the last minute there, so God bless you and your family, your household, whatever it is that you're needing from God. We pray that God will supply, for we serve a God that is able, and he is our provider. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And God continue to strengthen you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. In prayer. Amen. And I'm just praying for God to turn things around here in my life and situation. And just, you know, we just have to keep pressing on through, knowing that the enemy is always attacking God's children. But we have the victory, and that's why we're being attacked, because we're on the winning side. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the absolute confidence that at the midnight hour, the best of things can happen to you. God will bring you peace that surpasses all understanding, abundance beyond your knowing, and victory you have never seen before. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad right now. Amen. There's nothing is impossible to those who believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive, we believe. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Preaching. And I will send you out the message and your text if you can come on out and join me as I'll be bringing the word forth at Solid Rock. Amen. God bless y'all. I love you. Have a blessed week in the
love
morning.
You,
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, I want to feel the Lord face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne.
street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days learned. Tell him at least I'm breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll